William, you asked for discipline from the top four, and you certainly got in spades today, leading by example yourself.
Yeah, it was nice to come through the way we did. We obviously spoke about that, and it's something we wanted to address, and I feel that we did that, and I feel we came home pretty comfortably in the end.
Yeah, were there any nerves at all?
No, I wouldn't say nerves. I think we restricted them pretty well. I think that was just below par on that deck, but I think the way it started to spin and slow up was pretty hard to read the decks overall here. I think we got out of it what we wanted in early on, getting a few wickets. And if you had gave us Jason 297 at the start of the game, we'd have taken it, and going into the last 10 needing 46 with 6 wickets in hand, would have snapped your hand off. So it was pretty pleasing the way we played.
The shot selection seemed pretty good today. I mean, he's cut out a lot of the risky shots, a lot of runs scored down the ground in the V.
Yeah, that's something we spoke about during the 4 day as well. We just got slightly away from that in the first one day. I think didn't seem to be chasing at too high a total. We just went pretty hard, but I think we showed great professionalism today in the way we seen it through.
Yeah, and Gary Wilson's becoming your new finisher.
Yeah, it's great to see. He did it the other day and did it today. It gives great confidence when lads can go in there and see it through, and probably should have been there at the end with him. But you had Donk in there as well. He's been there and Mooners as well. So the more exposure we can all get in these scenarios, the better it's going to be for ourselves. And he's played really well over the last three games, really.
And just a word about Trent Johnson. I mean, he just keeps going, doesn't he?
Yeah, he keeps going and going. It's great to see. It's great when you can chuck him the ball. You know exactly what you're getting, and to come through pretty much 9 overs on the bounce there, straight up in that heat, was a pretty special effort. And he leads from the front every time. As old as he's getting, he just keeps going and going. It's great to see, and it's great to have him on your side.
Yeah, he seemed pretty tired there.
Yeah, it's hot out there, and to ball anyone the ball is pretty much 9 in the bounce. And Cousy did a great job from our end as well. He went a good few in the bounce, and so did John Boy. It's not an easy feat out there. And Trent, just as I said, he just leads from the front and keeps going, so it's pleasing to see. And the more games he can play for Ireland, the better it's going to be, and the easier it's going to be for myself as a skipper.
I guess now we're pretty close to Australia, but I'm sure you'll want to make a statement and win the 4 remaining games.
Yeah, you want to win every game you play for Ireland, and there won't be any different in Holland. Obviously, probably mathematically we can do it in Holland. We can get on, well, pretty much qualify. So that would be nice, and that'll be our target when we go out there, is to get 2 wins. But Holland have got 2 games coming up now, and they can put themselves in a pretty strong position. So that'll be a pretty tightly contested contest out there in Holland, and one we're looking forward to. And obviously, we know what could be potentially at the end of it with 2 wins. So we'll be going there gung-ho, really.